to give you a rundown about the pricing and how we can get you up there. And let me just grab him. You're going to love the programming. Hold on.
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
All right, good. Good to hear your voice. What's your name?
My name's Matt, by the way.
Matt, thank you. Okay.
So obviously you were talking with my guy here, and he's really good, Ralphie. He's good at explaining things and, you know, kind of like letting people know basics of what we do. By the way, happy Jesus, already Thursday. So happy Thursday.
Right.
Almost the end of the week here. Not for me, but it's definitely getting closer for everyone else. But pleasure to meet you, Steve.
Okay. What city are you calling,
so
calling
I'm the
me from?
What's that?
What city are y'all in? Because I'm not from, I'm
we're
still
in,
learning
we're
about this local
Fountain
class.
Valley in Orange County, California.
Oh, wow.
And,
okay. I know where
yeah, you ever been out there before?
Yeah, I was out in San Francisco with my mom for like 3 weeks visiting my aunt, Betty Lee. She's a retired medical professional. She retired RN. She worked in the hospitals like for over 40 years. But anyway, but.
Okay.
Yeah, San Francisco.
I
haven't been in San Francisco since 1989.
And, I moved out of Texas when I was like 5 because a tornado hit my parents' house in Houston.
That's
and so my parents moved back to Orange County, and I grew up there for the rest of my life. But, you know, I am the regional specialist. I handle all the pricing and details for your area. So, you know, just before we jump into all that, though, is there any questions that you have for me, like as far as where we do the placement and even like the programming?
Yeah, because I – Y'all are like computer IT guys, right? That specialize in website design and launching and what do you call it, the search engine optimization stuff and all that stuff?
Close, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's a part
okay.
of it. Our main focus and the major benefit is to get you exclusivity on Google and being where your clients are going to benefit, like, and where you're going to get seen. So our job is to get you leads. Right, to help you grow your business. That's why people hire us. That's why people do what we do. So what we do include the website. The first step would be to get you a website, okay? Because it shows to me that you're the only owner. I see, like, you have a Yelp page. You don't have a Facebook. You don't have
Yelp people.
Yeah. What's that?
I said I've already dealt with the Yelp people, and I supposedly owe them money for what they've done for me already. But guess what? I haven't gotten any customer leads yet with Yelp.
Yeah.
So I'm a little bit – I've got mixed emotions about the results and stuff. Like people
well, that's
are
Yelp. I mean,
moon, but it's a difficult world to manage right now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's why people hire me. You know, I work with electricians all the time, right? You know, obviously you don't, your presence online is not there. You're really missing out, okay? Where customers are going right now is they're going to Google, right, when they need an electrician in their area. And obviously you're not coming up, but your competition is. So that's what we're going to really specialize in, okay? Now, like what, have you done any other type of like advertising besides like Yelp? To increase business?
I pretty much relied on word of mouth. I've had a lot of repeat business with, like I was telling Ralph, I have a multi-million-dollar customer, I mean, multi-millionaires that got a lot of, they own a lot of rental properties, a lot of rental apartments. They even own like 3-bedroom,
mm-hmm.
2-bath homes that they lease out.
Mm-hmm.
And they've had me do electric work for, and I even do like tree trimming for their properties, like as property management kind of service. Because we have a lot of trees here that grow, get overgrown, and they need to be trimmed back because they're scraping on cars and trucks and stuff. But my main industrial service is electrical work, and unfortunately, electrical work is up and down. It's very inconsistent. People probably need plumbers more than need electricians when it's a practical maintenance of their house.
But you mainly focus on electrical, correct?
That's correct.
You mainly focus on electrical, right?
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Like right now in my car, I have all my tree trimming tools and whatnot. I have a pole saw, which has got a sharp dual blade on it to cutting limbs off. And I've got my electrical chainsaw. I've got my also manual pruning shears. So I have 3 main tools for dealing with trees. I've got my box ladder inside my car right now. for getting to the height.
Yeah, so as you know, Steve, the world's changed, right? Like, it used to be, like, white pages, and then, you know, like, you could get away with giving, like, business cards or referrals. But, you know, if you're not on Google, where everybody's going these days to find somebody, then you're really missing out, right? Your competition.
I'm an addict. I'm already an addict with Google Maps and Google email.
Yeah.
I've used those, both those services. Those are quite critical for my business and, like, dealing with other people that are bound to their computers
yeah.
you know, all day long.
Like, I mean, your online presence is really not there. I mean, it's hard to find you right now, right? And unless
somebody knows, you need help. I'm not arguing. I need help with that.
Yeah.
I don't know. At what cost?
Yeah, so that's why we're talking.
I don't got $1,000 to throw. I don't have $1,000 to throw in your face and, hey, go do this for me.
Yeah,
but
well, I think you will see we're very affordable, right? And that's why a lot of businesses do, you know, deal with us. But obviously, you got to put a little money into marketing to make stuff work, right?
Oh,
like
yeah.
anything
oh,
else,
yeah, yeah.
right?
Yeah, everything
so
takes money.
I'm not going to ask you for $1,000 today, so don't worry about that. I'm just trying to get an understanding of what you've done and like and kind of obviously get a gist of what's kind of going on, you know, because you know it's all about. You know, matching you up with the right product. And I'm sure you've obviously been thinking about getting more online and gaining more customers. So the major benefit to the position lies in the exclusivity. So what that means, Steve, is that once we begin to work with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we close that category and won't work with anyone else offering the same services you do. So I'm sure you could see that the value, like, you know, in that, right?
Oh, yeah. Like right sounds like you're going to promise me more results than what Yelp has done for me so far. Because like I really haven't gotten any customers.
I can tell you, obviously, you haven't got any results. There's a reason why 92% of people stick with me month after month. We don't put you in any long-term contract or anything. It's month to month. So we actually just want to ask for 1% of your trust, and we'll gain the other 99%. So first off, though, before I get too heavy in all the details. Now, do you carry a Texas State Electrical Contractor's license?
I have my journeyman's license. Okay. Now, I believe a contractor's license is more a requirement for people that are going to own a big fat business, like with 100 employees on it. No, I'm not looking to upscale my business to that degree.
No. So my point is, though, in order to get at the tippy top of Google, they require a certain type of license, the Texas State Electrical Contractor's License, right?
I'll write that down. Okay. That might be an extra requirement. I'll have to focus on fulfilling them before I even do business with you.
Yeah, so that's fine. And that's something you don't need to focus on now. But that's the Google's version of pay-per-lead process. And then on top of that, you have to have a $300,000 general liability insurance for Google, okay? And what Google does on those type of leads is they get behind it, right, and they give you a pay-per-lead program, something we can work towards building you, but that's the eventual end-all goal. It's called Google Guaranteed. So if you ever type into Google something like, let's say plumber or electrician or any of those type of keywords into Google, you'll see at the very tippy top with like a check mark next to somebody and their ad right there. Those are the best leads you can get. And Google only charges for any time somebody calls in and actually gets a bid from you or you actually schedule an appointment to go out and give a face-to-face bid. So that's the only time Google will charge for that lead. It's an incredible program. You got to go through a background check. You have to have, obviously, the right licensing. But, again, something you can work on later, but that's the end-all goal. That's the, like, eventually where you want to land, Steve, to take your business to the next level. But they will require you to get a state electrical contractor's license. So obviously it sounds like you don't have that yet, but it's something you can work towards down the road.
Right.
You know, if you ever
want
to
get
the
I'm sorry, but do you know how much that costs? Like, do you know how much
yeah,
the state
so per
government
lead on
charges
that,
off of that?
Per lead on that's going to be $31 a lead on that program eventually. $31 right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And again, they're not going to charge you for random calls. They're not going to charge you for like somebody that's looking for a job or outside of your service area, right, you won't get charged for those calls. The only time you get billed is for somebody that actually gets a bid out of you. Incredible lead program. $31 would be that point when you actually give a bid. So it's well worth it. That's a great way to grow your business. But again, there's steps and requirements obviously on it. But moving on, what we can do is work towards that goal. Okay. That's the finish line, right? That's like, you know, like when we land on the moon, right? So let's first get into outer space and then, you know, we'll work towards, you know, going to the moon. Okay. So what we would do to start off is obviously work on building your website. Once we get you a website built, then we would start to program you to be on the maps, Bing, and all the directories. Okay. So all the top keywords, right, would basically have you anytime like certain things, like somebody types in electrician or somebody types in, plug repair or anything that relates to a ceiling fan installation, you know, that though, all the top 20 keywords that relate to what you do. And you would actually sit down with us and we would figure out the top 20 keywords, okay, relating to your business. And then that's when you'll come up. So somebody's looking for like tile installation. You're not going to come up for that keyword because that's not something you do. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes absolute
sense. So yeah, so we put you on Bing, Yelp, Apple Maps, and Facebook. Okay. I don't see that you have a business Facebook page. Am I correct on that?
That's correct.
So we would actually.
I don't know about anybody else, but I don't particularly care to utilize Facebook. I don't particularly care how.
And you don't have to be a Facebook guru, but just to give you an idea why we focus on Facebook, is Facebook's the second most viewed website besides Google. So 92, Google and Facebook get the most traffic amount of people. So you want to go where your customers are going to be. And so what we would actually do is create you a Facebook page for you and manage it for you for the business. And what we do is a Facebook advertising campaign, not just creating a page. So that's the second approach besides getting you on the internet, right, is putting a Facebook advertising campaign for you. Since Facebook, like I said, is the most second visited place besides Google, you want to be there and not just there, but attracting customers on there. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I agree. Now, are you really referring to what's called Facebook Marketplace? Because I know my ex-wife used Facebook Marketplace.
No, that's just free. At like when you're listing a like you're like trying to sell an item. We're talking about when somebody. So what it would look like is this: whenever someone does a search on Google for your service, okay. So let's say they put in electrician and they're in the Corpus Christi area, okay.
Right.
Even if they didn't call you, but then they got on Facebook later that day, okay? Or even a day later, okay? And they're looking at pictures or stories on their personal Facebook. They're going to be retargeted with a specialized ad that we create for you. So your ad's going to pull up on their search feed when they're looking through their Facebook. So that's what's going to help you reach more new clients other than just Google. So we make the ad, we create it for unique, where you could retarget your audience by interest, income level, and the location. As soon as they click on the ad, they're calling you directly.
Oh, wow. So, let me get this clear in my mind. Are y'all going to be advertising my phone number for them just to call once they see my ad, then my phone number listed on the ad? Is that basically
whatever number we put? We actually give you a phone number that can then retarget to, let's say, like your cell phone number if you want it that way. The reason why we give you a phone number is to help the analytics and help the tracking and how the progress of the campaign is going. Because let's be straight, you're not going to stick with us if we're not working, right? You're not, it's like Yelp, right? Obviously you stop using Yelp because they weren't working. Well, my and our company's intention is to make sure you stick around because this is a business to business relationship. We want you as a client. We like testimonials. We like to have another Google review from you. So what that means is, what were you saying, Steve?
No, I appreciate your loyalty. Like that's not found everywhere. Client to client or business to business loyalty is, because I'm a big believer in partnerships. Like I believe that everybody should have the social grace to get along with each other and not be at war with each other, kind of thing. But
absolutely.
The history is full of warfare, you know. Of course, from one empire to the next.
Yeah. No, I agree with you, and that's why we're going to help you reach more new clients. I know, and we make the ad unique. Okay. And so a lot of clients have seen really great results, Steve, from the way we Facebook advertise. So as you can tell, it's two different spotlights, okay? I'm going to get you on Google. I'm going to get you on Bing. I'm going to get you in the Maps section. We could also run more Google ads as well on top of your Facebook ads, okay? Now, normally there's an activation fee and a website fee, but I'm going to get those all waived for you, okay? Because I want to earn your business, okay? And the good news, though, is anytime anybody's using their iPhone, Android, tablet, computer will also find you listed on the first page. So pretty much it's going to cover everything with the package, okay? Now, the package that I have for you today – okay. Now, again, I'm trying to earn your business. Normally, it's a lot more money. Okay. But the package that I have for you, okay, will include the following. Okay. $400 towards of advertisements, like running ads. $100 will go to Facebook. $300 will go to actually running ads on Google. Okay, like actually like a like created ad. So you show up at the top of Google, right? Anytime somebody types electrician in your area. The total package every month is $549. $400 of that goes to the ads, the $149 goes towards getting you on the map section. So let's say somebody used their cell phone and they went to Google Maps. And they typed in electrician near me, right? You'll be coming up on that as well. So it's a wide range, multifaceted approach that we take. There's basically three legs to this. The first leg is the map section, which we went over. Okay. Huge importance. And in order to get you on the map section, I got to get your Google business profile set up. We got to get you a website. I'm throwing that all in there at the $549. Usually that's extra, but again, I'm just like I'm trying to earn your business and trust, right? And then once we get that all established in the map section, then we start running your ads on both Google and on Facebook. So part of that $549, again, $400 of that is going directly $300 is going to Google directly, and $100 is going to Facebook directly. So the only thing we're making out of that $549 is $149 to make sure that you're showing up on the map section and making sure you're getting traction there and business out of that on top of being on your sponsored ads on both of the other ones. Yeah. I know that was kind of a mouthful, but did that all make sense?
Yes, you've expanded in a way that is clear enough in my mind that I see what you're driving at, and it makes sense to me overall. Now all the degrees that's something. It's all IT work. It's all going to be in a computer program. Doesn't Google own big server farms of computer modules in big buildings like the data center? They call it the big data.
So we work directly with Google. We're one of 40 Google partners, by the way. And I would say only out of like 10 of the 40 really do like the same type of results, like good. I think we're the most efficient out there. But this is why we won't put you in a month-to-month contract. The only thing I ask, Steve, is give me 60 days. You'll start seeing results because we're running ads, within a few weeks, right? But you know, but I would ask you to give this a full 60 days from start to finish. You're going to get in an actual account rep assigned to your files to do the day-to-day grunt work that you're going to be in communication with. Because part of the first 7 days of us getting everything set up, Steve, we're going to need a little bit of participation, okay? And what does that look like? Well, first step, I would introduce you to your account rep, right? And then they're going to get some documentation from you. They're then going to start submitting a bunch of information to Google. We're going to then start creating your website. And what we're going to need, maybe some pictures if you could provide us some. But the next part of the participation would be then, as we start getting things built out over the next few weeks, we're going to give you access to a back-end dashboard. It's going to be able to, for you to view like how everything's going, but ultimately, too, for you to then start text messaging a pretext to your existing clients or past clients. What I would recommend you do is you just grab a pen and paper and write down a bunch of people's cell phone numbers you've done jobs on, and then start texting them this text where then they can then click on a link to then go review you on Google so you could start getting 5-star reviews all over Google to help you show more credible online. So it's a team effort here. There's not a lot of participation you need to do. But we ask, hey, if you can dedicate like 15 minutes a week towards this, that's all we ask,
okay,
and that you stay committed
okay
with our account rep, that's how we're going to lead you to the finish line.
Okay. All right. It sounds fair enough. It sounds like a really doable plan. And that's another thing. My mind is really focused on results. Like, you know, I'm constantly breathing in and out customer satisfaction, CRM, customer relationship management.
Yeah.
That's the bread and butter of my business. If my customers aren't happy, they're not going to be grudging.
It's
and
like,
yeah,
we use a CRM here too. We have our own custom one, but like I've used like, you know, different, I've used Salesforce. I've used like HubSpot. So I know exactly what you mean. And you want to make sure, like, look, that your money is going to best use. This is why I'm telling you the start. This is the best package. And then what you can do is start working on getting your electrical contractor's license, right? Because that's what's required and for Google to get you a third type of approach. Okay.
I do need to, I'm wondering if I have to call the Texas agency, Texas state government agency called, the Bureau of, Licensing and Regulation, EDLR, they call themselves.
There might be a study guide, and then you might just have to figure out when you could take the test after you do the study guide. I mean, you've been obviously doing this for so long. I mean, obviously you're able to operate, you know, but, you know, that's something you don't need to worry about because I'm going to be able to get you traction and get you clients right away. Look, you're not going to spend $549 a month every month with us, even after all the discounts I was able to apply to the account, unless we're working.
Okay.
So I just need you to go with me on this. Like I said, give me 1% of your trust.
I appreciate your professionalism and knowledge. You've got a lot of confidence in your voice, and that's the number one thing I focus on, too, you know, how confident someone is in their knowledge level and their skill development and their expertise, you know, what they're good at doing. It sounds like y'all are good at providing results, and I'm all happy with that. If you can provide me sales and marketing results, and you can provide me, like, at least 2 phone calls per day, per weekday, you know, Monday through Friday, if I can get 10 calls a week, I'll be happy. That are actually turned into
money-making
calls.
The real question is how many phone calls you're going to be able to handle. As long as you're picking up your phone, like I said, that's why we give you a tracking number, which all the phone calls are going to be recorded for you. You'll actually will have a voice prompt, too, like when somebody calls in. So are you going to want to keep the name that you currently have? I show it as NIER, Nier. Is that the name you're going to want for your business?
Yeah, well, that's my last name. I've also got Nearco. Now I've got Nearco Equipment Corporation, and I found out from another guy that Google has what's called a business function page, but they called it and I categorized it or they labeled it as hidden. I mean, it's not a marketable. I've already got a website that Google owns, or I don't know if Google owns it or they just have it on their web servers or whatever. They call
it one on Yelp.
Functional.
Well, I see one on Yelp. What's the website you have? Tell me the website address.
Well, type in the name Nearco Equipment Corporation. You'll find there's a hidden website that's not advertised. There's no SEO on it, no search engine optimization on it. They call it a hidden website or hidden web page. This is a hidden web page. And I can't remember. I got it done about 5 or 6 years ago, and it hasn't really done anything. They said maybe 20 people looked at it or whatever. And I had a good friend of mine say.
Anything.
So it's hidden.
Yeah, I don't there's even some, see anything
that's
what you're talking about.
There's a lot of hidden data that's just built up on.
Our goal would be to create you, Steve, so you understand. Our goal would be to create you near electricalcompany.com, something like that, right? Get that domain name. We're going to get you a domain name. We're going to create you a website, okay? The website should be up and running within 10 days from start to finish. Like, we move efficiently.
So that's part of what I'm
giving you for the package is a website, a domain name, all of the different advertising mediums to drive you phone calls. What I was saying earlier, though, is when we give you a phone number, Steve, right? That phone number is going to have tracking. So let's say somebody, like, you're in your truck, right, or you're on a job, and you're like, crap, what did they say? You could always go back in the back office and listen to the call again and gather something. Or let's say your paper flew out the window, which is a really great feature that we provide to you. So when somebody calls up, it's going to have a real professional greeting. Something like, thank you for calling Near Electrical Services. Press 1 now for new clients. Press 2 now for accounting. You know, you're going to have like a voice prompt, because sometimes what happens is, you know, once we can start getting you listed, the reason why we put a tree on there is sometimes people try to call you, right, because you're now like being more viewed, right? You're going to sometimes get – so that's why we try to prevent other types of like – sales calls or people trying to, like, you know, apply for a job, you know what I mean? So those type of things, okay? But if we were to put Near Electrical Services for your business name showing up, would you like that?
Yes, but I was going to say, can you put Near Industrial Services to broaden the scope? Because, like, sometimes I end up doing tree surgery, like, for my millionaire client.
What you probably should do is we should do this for Near Electrical Services, because we want to focus just on one thing, because if it's confusing in the name, you might get overlooked.
So if we were to put
Near Electrical Services on the actual name, then we'll focus on that. When you want to start doing tree, then we could start talking about tree services as a separate category and optimize you under a different name for that, so that it doesn't confuse Google and that it doesn't, like – and I have clients that do different services out there, you know? Now, let me ask you, I mean, do you really want to grow your tree services more or your electrical services more? At this point,
definitely electrical, because that's the challenging area. It's like, I realize the demand for my services is up and down. Like, when it's up, it's up. I'm trying to explain the electrical world is divided between union and non-union people. Like, the union is my employment agency when I'm unionized. Well, it happens to be a unionized trade by and large for the larger scale construction projects. The multi-million-dollar construction projects are typically hiring unionized plumbers, unionized electricians. The plumbers are putting in all the piping throughout a building, whether it be a hospital, you know, a skyrise, you know, skyscraper, or, you know.
I got you. What's your last name?
It is Nyer. I'm using my last name in the business.
Oh, Nyer. N-I-E-R. Okay. Yeah. And is it your legal name Steven or like PHEN or VEN or?
My legal name is with a PH, just like it is in the Holy Bible, the first martyr.
Gotcha. my dad's first name is Steven with a PH, just like yours too. So that's cool.
Okay.
And then
good.
What's the best email address for you?
I've got a Google email address. I'm saying, I use Google email like crazy.
There you go.
My Google email address is long. I do it long because it minimizes my spam. It's STEVECHARL. N is in November, IER 7777@gmail.com.
4 7, so say 4 7s or just
yep.
2 7s?
Yep. No, 4 7s.
Let me read this back to you because I want to make sure I got it right. Steve?
Yeah.
CHARALNIER 7777. Did I get that right?
No, you put an extra vowel in Charles. Charles. My middle name is Charles, but it's just Charles without the ES, so CHARL.
Oh, okay, no A. Okay. Gotcha. So Steve,
yes.
CHARLNIER 7777 at Gmail.
That's correct.
Okay.
My handle.
Now, phone number. Is this your best phone number, the 361-446-5429?
That is correct.
Is that the number you're going to want us to direct your, like, phone calls to you, like, people looking for you at that to that number?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm always
okay.
on my mobile phone.
I've got
a Samsung Galaxy S23. It's a fantastic phone. It's got, like, a laptop worth of
nice.
Software already on it. I use Google Maps on it already. I use Google Email on it. I do everything on my phone, so it's the most convenient business tool I can find on the planet.
Are you operating your business like with your home address? Is that how you got it set up thus far with all your paperwork
and
stuff? Okay.
Oh,
so we're going to need to use that address, but we're not going to list it on the internet. So like, cause in order for Google to verify you, there has to be an address. So that's the address we're going to use for your Google business profile. But the general public will not see that address. They're just going to know that you're in the Corpus Christi area, okay?
Which is
going to be great. So what is that address, Steve?
My residential address, the same thing as my snail mail address, my USPS address. That's 1026 Meadowbrook. That's MEADOWDROOK. It's one compound word. Meadowbrook, compound work, and then drive, DRIVE, city of Corpus Christi, my zip code 78412.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. And so we talked about the name of the business will show up on the first page of Google as Near Electrical Services.
Fantastic. That does work.
Okay. And that's what we're going to be focusing our attention on. I know you do tree trimming and tree services and all that, but we can talk about setting that business up another time. Let's focus on one thing, right, so that we don't confuse Google. Okay? Okay? So that's how we're going to take care of that. All right? So I got all the information there. Okay? And then let me ask you this. Your hours of operation, what is that going to look like?
I want to say hours of operation would probably be like 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. max. That's like a 12-hour shift right there. I'm talking about for like the bigger projects that take a lot of my time, like when it comes to like pay.
Okay, so I got so when we put it up on Google, Steve, like we got to put like Monday through Friday your hours. Are you going to be open on Saturday too, or do you just want to be Monday through Friday on, so that kind of thing? We just got to, what do you want it to look like?
I want Saturdays left over for special things, like special follow-up on projects already established by a customer that's got an ongoing account. You know what I mean? I'd rather have
okay,
it
so
Monday
we're
through
talking
Friday.
About when you're receiving phone calls. So between
and
the client,
yeah.
So what are the, like, because people are going to see that, so I just need to, like, make that known. Like, we have to, like, put that in there. That's why I'm asking that question.
Put it, like, a half day. I mean, put it, like, 8 a.m. to, like, 2 p.m. on Saturday. I really want some of my time to myself. My younger brother owns his own automotive repair shop, and I don't even know if he uses Google service for his advertising. But he's been in the business for over 40 years. He used to work for big car dealerships He's a degreed automotive mechanic. He's got expert training, like with Dodge products, like with the Dodge sports cars, like the Viper, all that actually training for automotive world. You know, the automotive world is obviously heavily advertised already. But, you know, he's kind of at the stage of his life where he picks and chooses what he wants to work on. There's certain makes and models that he hates working on because they suck. You can't even get your hands down in because it's so jam-packed with equipment, you know. The motor inside, no space for getting your hands and your tools inside. They don't make cars for mechanics very well. He's always complained about it his entire career. And I'm sure they don't. The engineers just design stuff with their CAD CAM software on a computer system. They don't care about maintenance. And the industry just wants to sell you a car or a truck. They don't care about how you maintain it.
Yeah.
The maintenance world's always moaning and groaning about how sucky it is to work
on
cars.
It's way of life, right? It's just, you know, I get you, Steve. I mean, I'm 100%.
But,
you know, with you on everything.
The electrical world has its own issues too, but it's not as near as bad as the automotive world.
Mm-hmm.
So automotive world.
Yeah, no,
remember,
definitely.
Like,
yeah.
Well,
and so Yelp. So how much do you owe? So you're not using Yelp anymore, right? You're done with them.
I think I kind of am because I haven't gotten any. Her level of support has been real minimalistic, and it's also been kind of not very effective.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not trying to be hypercritical or negative towards them, but it just hasn't produced much results. And maybe that's partly my fault. I don't know. Maybe I didn't give them enough crucial information like I'm giving you. I don't know, but it sounds like you're really good at, like, producing results. And your promise of results sounds really good. You're saying give us
60 days.
Company.
Give us 60 days.
Yeah,
like I said, we're going to be
cool.
running
that's
Google
cool.
ads
yeah.
and,
cool.
and
trial,
Facebook ads.
Sure.
If this doesn't work out, you're not going to stick with us. But if you stick it out with us for 60 days, Steve, and I mean, you're going to be trying to get more out of us. That's my response, especially when people get on this. You're going to upgrade. I want you to work. On getting your contractor's license, right,
okay.
and actually
right.
Work on getting, you know, the electrical license so that you can come back and then we can get you on another product to even really ramp it up to another level. Like, I don't want you to stay here. Like, this is great. This is like getting you in a Corvette. But if you want to get in the Ferrari, right, you know, you get my drift, you want to get to that next level, that's what that other program is going to do. Corvette's a great car, don't get me wrong, but a Ferrari's still
right.
a Ferrari. You get my drift. So,
right.
But that's what I want to do to help your business, like I said, you know, get the leads, get you more jobs, get the return on investment, okay? Yeah, you're in the wrong direction. Yelp is – yeah. So – you just want to target, okay, like what, where do you want to target? Like, Corpus Christi, like, or what, in certain counties? Maybe give me some zip, like, what do you want to target? Like, where would be,
yeah.
give me, kind of paint that to me.
Yeah, that's another thing, Yelp and some of these other service providers, marketers and sales people were saying, is like, what do you want your service area to be? Well, in all practicality, I would like it to be to where I'm not having to travel over 100 miles to get to a customer's place, whether it be a farm or a ranch or somewhere in the middle of nowhere, you know, where you have to fight the dogs
yeah,
and the
coyotes.
Yeah, this
is going to be back at like 40 to 50 miles.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's my
like,
service
and that's,
radius
that's
now.
Where we're going to keep you. That's where we're going to keep you in, you know?
Oh,
hey, are you
that's
insured
fine.
At all,
cool.
by the way, Steve? Because I know we started talking about that, but do you have any insurance right now, like liability insurance?
Yeah, I have liability.
General liability.
General liability.
Okay. How much do you have? Do you have on that?
I don't have my policy in front of my face. I can't give you all the details.
That's okay. As long as you have it, that's all that matters. Okay.
Yeah, I know the insurance rule. I was talking to a surgeon the other day I met while I was trimming trees for one of my clients, Andy Huffman. I was like asking him about all the surgery stuff. I was like, how do y'all build up a stomach where you don't get grossed out of what all the people you're cutting on and stuff? He goes, well, you just incrementally get used to it. They saw up in high school dissecting frogs in biology class, right? Like, once you get over
looking at frog guts, and human guts are no different than frog guts, kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's what he was trying to say.
And so remember I told you, Steve, like, I got to set up a call to introduce you to your account manager.
Okay.
Yeah, your onboarding call. What?
Okay.
Like, when do you want to do that? I could either do that later today or sometime tomorrow morning. Like, what's kind of looking like your schedule? It's about a 45-minute call to, like, start getting things set up.
Tomorrow morning,
like,
would be awesome.
We're going to add up to an hour, you know. So book out an entire hour so we can, you know, get some things done for you.
Yeah. Tomorrow morning between, like, say, 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. would be ideal.
Let me check. Let me check the calendar for tomorrow. Let's take a look.
Sure.
10 and 11 tomorrow. Yeah, so that, let's see here. I can do 10 a.m. your time. I can do 10 a.m. your time.
Okay, that would be, in California time would be 8 a.m., right?
Between 10 and 11, they'll call you. So between 10 and 11,
fantastic.
They'll call you. Yeah.
That'd be awesome, Matt. I appreciate it.
Hey, so, like,
so what's going to happen?
I'm sorry.
What was that?
Well, I'm saying, I had a question about Orange County. Isn't Orange County part of the greater Los Angeles area? Or,
no,
or
it's actually its own county. I mean, it's like in between L.A. and San Diego, but it's its own thing, you know? So.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And then just to verify the email address, because I want to make sure, like, it goes through to you.
Right.
You know,
right.
And gets it over to you, the invitation. So it's Steve, C-H-A-R, right? And then L-E-N-I-E-R 777 at Gmail, correct?
No, you put an extra vowel in there. It's just C-H-A-R-L, five letters. That's my middle name shortened to five letters.
And
so
then
N-I-E-R,
correct?
Right. But I do that
okay,
to minimize
so
spam, minimize...
Char, Steve Char, N-I-E-R
777. Not just Char, Charol, like Charol with an L. C-H-A-R-L.
Okay, L. No E or any vowel. So, okay. That's what we have. So, but it's some reason it's not coming up.
Really? That's weird.
It's coming up like invalid.
Really? Let me see. You have one. If you have one letter off,
yeah,
it's
I'm gonna send
work.
You an email right now. See if it comes up. Okay.
Okay. What is y'all's email address? Let me try to send y'all an email from my phone.
Yeah. I mean, you could definitely send me an email. It's mevins@localsplash.com. So that's my email. But I also sent you an invitation.
Okay,
see if you got that too.
Okay. I'll check it because I can check my emails right on from my phone. That's what's great about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, check your email. See if you got an email from us, too.
I mean, they've really improved computers in the last 10 years because, like, now I have
the
power of a laptop inside my phone. I mean, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't they think about that the first time? It's like you've gone from laptops to...
You know? Hey, we landed a man on the moon with, like, you know, like, yeah.
Yeah, two little chips. Yeah, they said the computer was huge, but it was like less power than like the phones we got now. Kind of weird to think about that. So. Yeah. Okay. Nothing on Google Ads. Did you send me a Google Ads thing? Get the most out of your budget. Let me see. It doesn't say the sensor. It's a Google Ads email.
We sent you an invite.
Enough. Then there's another thing.
Local/CIEN. CIEN. Do you see anything from Local Splash?
No, I'm looking. I'm trying to get my thing to update here.
Steve Char with an L and then N-I-E-R 777 at Gmail is what we sent it to.
Yeah. All lowercase, by the way, of course.
Yeah. You want to try sending me an email?
Yeah, let me try sending you, Matt. You said M, just all compound word, right? Like M-E... V is a Victor, A-N-S, at Local Splash, one compound word, no spacing or underscores,
no spacing.
.com.
Yes.
Okay, let me try it. Let me send you an email. I think you're probably visual like me. You probably need to see my email stuff out.
Yeah. Maybe we're missing a vowel or a letter or something. Or I'm pretty detail oriented, so I mean, I read it back to you several times. I don't know why it's coming back in valid, but it's okay. We're gonna get through it. This is why you need us even more, right?
Right.
To handle all the technology.
Well, isn't there millions of people using Google services already? I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I've got a big customer.
Billions, not millions, billions.
Yeah. That's why I'm kind of laughing about all this stuff. It's like, it's kind of overwhelming for the individual person, you know, I think.
Yeah.
Here's my compose. Okay. M. Evans.
Matt yeah, Evans with an S. Make sure there's an S on that. So M-E-V-A-N-S.
But your first name, you just abbreviate M as in Mike, right?
Yes.
M as in Matt. Okay.
Yeah, so M as in Matt, Michael. Evans, E-V-A-N-S, @localsplash.com.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I see your name now. Okay, and then your little photograph appeared by your email.
Okay.
Yeah, I see a photo of you. Okay, cool. Okay,
yep,
that's nice. So
me.
I know it's legit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Now, let me see. Okay.
I got lots of customers. I can't even keep up sometimes. People call. I've already got a customer calling me during our talk, so I got to call back. So, you know. But yeah, everybody's calling me. Hey, Matt, how can I increase it? Matt, what's the next level? What's the next step? Did you get your license? Okay. Well, what's the progress on that? Well, I want to get it. I'm like, well, I can't do anything until you get your license, right? So that's going to be your next step. That's your project over the next 6 months now is work on getting your license. Okay. Cause it's not going to happen overnight.
Well, they demand more. The state governments demand more money for contractors than they do like journeys.
Now, you don't have a personal Facebook page, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Okay. So we can give you some guidance. You can go online. You will eventually need to set up a personal Facebook page so that we can tie the business to that page. Okay, you don't have to use it. It's very simple to set up, but eventually you're going to have to set up a Facebook personal page as well. Well, we'll walk you through how to do all of it, by the way. Your client rep will help you set that up, okay? They're going to, like, walk you through it. Yeah, but we got to get your email straightened out, though, so we can, like, get past phase one here. Okay. Did you send the email or not yet?
Yeah, I'm composing a little, like a one sentence email.
I got you.
Title it.
I appreciate that.
The subject's going to be, this is my first test email to you, Matt Evans.
Okay.
And let me see.
You sent it to M. Evans, though. M. Evans.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So imagine if I put the word Matt in there, it would mess it up. Yeah.
Yeah, it'd definitely mess it up. M. Evans. So first initial of my first name, my last name, Evans, of course, E-V-A-N-S, at local splash, like, you know, like the water, and then .com.
Okay, I'm sending it to you. And I'm hitting the arrow button now. It should send to you.
Okay.
It says
I have
send.
A dream.
Okay, it should be in your inbox. It should be in your inbox now. Right. Check your Google email.
Yeah, I'm checking.
I titled it
Dear
Matt Evans.
Jeez, I wish it was. It's not like when you hit it, I get it. It's still got to go through your phone server. It's got to go through Google.
Oh,
yeah. There you are.
It's only took like 10 seconds, man. See, that's pretty fast, though.
Yeah.
The speed of whatever computers go at.
You've been giving me. Same email you've been giving me. But here we go. Yeah.
Did you see it? Yeah,
The subject title I put, this is my
first
customer.
Yeah, so 4-7, correct? Because, yeah,
yes, correct.
When you sent me this email, it has 4-7s on it. So.
Correct.
Okay.
There's actually a method to my madness about all that. I do it because I don't want to get junk emails. So I don't want to minimize all that.
Yeah, it makes sense. To confirm, your billing address, like attached to the card and everything, that's tied to your home address as well. As it's the same? The 1026 Meadowbrook, or is that different?
Can you rephrase that question? Yeah, I'm not understanding.
So for your billing every month, okay, so for your billing every month, is that billing address attached to the card that you're going to be using for your service with us every month, is that the same as the 1026 Meadowbrook Drive?
Yeah, it should be. You're talking about the bank I'm going to be using to make payments? Yeah.
Yes, correct. Is that address tied to the card? In other words, is that address tied to the Meadowbrook Drive?
Because what I think you're asking is my mailing address the same as my physical address? And that's correct. I don't know.
Is the billing address for your card the same as your home address?
Yes, that's correct. Yes, that's the same.
Okay. Is it Visa, MasterCard, Amex, Discover?
It's a MasterCard. And it's a credit card too for business. So I don't think it's the bank that runs
it. So we can get you set up. I'm ready for those numbers now. That should start with a 5.
Yeah, that's simply a secure transaction. My MasterCard is
5300-2943-7800-0033.
5300-2943-7800-0033. That's correct.
Okay. What's the expiration on that?
Expiration is July of 2028.
July 2028. Okay. And then the 3-digit security code on the back.
That's the security code is 697.
697. Okay, so I got to set up a security question for your account. That means anytime like you call in, right, they're going to ask you the security question. Or if somebody tries to call and imposter and try to be us, you always want to make sure, because sometimes we're in a crazy world, right? So make sure that the people ask and know the security question and know the answer to that if they try to say, hey, we're calling from Local Splash. So you have 3 choices, either what's your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay, and what's that answer?
Brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S.
Brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S. Okay, just putting that in here. Okay. So I do have to read something to you, Steve. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so before, you know, obviously we process your payment, I'm going to walk you through what is called a voice verification recording. The reason is that I have you on a discounted pre-agreement for you, which is an added form of protection for you that we will send you in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, do me a favor and stop me so we can review and clarify and just say, hey, Matt, what does that mean? And I'll rephrase it for you.
Yeah, I've got questions is because I always feel like I don't know enough. Like there's always a hidden factors to everything, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's nothing hidden here. Everything I've told you straightforward. I'm like everything's recorded and you're going to get it all in an email too. I'm going to send it all to you so you can see it.
Well, I don't know all the ins and outs of Facebook. I have a bias against Facebook from all I've heard, all the negative crap. I think half of it's true. Anyway, I don't use Facebook as a principal. And so when you said you work in conjunction with Facebook.
I know. You did mention that. That's okay. Yeah.
So I have a lot of misgivings, a lot of stuff. I've gotten burned. In fact, I've gotten burned with Angie Leeds because they haven't produced any results for me. And I think it's because they just don't use as effective as methods as what you proposed to me today, you know, which I appreciate. Because I want to go to what works, not what doesn't work. You know? Anyway, so, yeah, my questions revolve around what my level of ignorance is on certain things. Like, I don't know 100%. Like, I don't have a computer science degree of any sort. So all my computer stuff has just been kind of like from the seat of my pants, you know, learning the good stuff. So I only know basics. You just don't know all the advanced stuff, algorithms and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I get all that. It's all advanced, you know, programming stuff. And these programmers speak their own little jargons on everything. So I really don't want to waste my time trying to learn all that stuff if someone else can just do it for me. You know, that would be fine with me. I don't have to know everything. But I need to, like you say, the trust level has to be there. I know you're going to do your job. I'm not doubting you. I'm doubting the entire system. Like, there's always the criminal among us, right? And that's what everybody's sweating a load of, the cyber criminal or whatever, the shyster, you know. Ever since I learned that they actually have organized crime people putting in fake ATM machines inside malls, and that was way back in
now,
the 1970s and 80s, you know. Criminals among
Hey, Steve, look, you don't have to do the Facebook ads. And the reason, though, why we talked about doing the Facebook ads was because that's the second most viewed website where we retarget people that have already looked for keywords already on Google, and then they're on Facebook. Okay. So it hits them at another level in a different spotlight.
Oh, I see. I understand.
If you don't want that exposure, then that's fine. But it has been very advantageous for our clients. That's why we do it.
Okay. Well, yeah. My deal is I want some custom solution for me because I'm always providing custom solutions for my customers. So I expect the reciprocity happening in the IT world. Can y'all reciprocate and do me a custom? Like, I don't want a million customers per week. That would be a blasting me and overwhelming.
We're not talking
want,
about
like,
that.
10.
We're talking about getting you enough business where this actually pays for itself and you want to keep going back for more.
I believe in that.
Now, it does require some participation, though.
Right.
So it does require some participation for you on your part. Okay?
Right.
So I just want to make it understood, okay? It's a marketing relationship. I'm not asking you to invest hours and hours every week into this, but I'm asking you to be a participant in this. We will handle 95% of the work. The other 5%, as long as you can meet us in the middle, right, and cover that 5%, that will ultimately help you. So I do need to ask, do you want the Facebook ads?
If you can, I don't know. I'm undecided on that right now because I don't know enough of the results. If it's gonna be like redundant, like it sounds almost redundant to me now, but my thinking might even be skewed onto my lack of information and education on the subject. You're the expert. I'm relying on your expertise right now, obviously. So go with it. You think that's if you can give me like a $50 a month discount on your service, to not have to
I've already gotten you $150 dollar a month discount on the service. So that's why I'm saying this package for the $549, it's going to give you the most exposure, but at the best price, right? Where you're going to get Google Ads and Facebook Ads and on the map section. So we're going to have three different things working for you, right, to attract new customers, but not like a ton where you're going to get over and ditty too. Like, you know, it's going to be enough where it actually pays for itself. Now, the real question is, I know you don't know much about Facebook and you don't need to be a Facebook guru, but I think us retargeting people on Facebook would really benefit you. But I do need to ask, it's still your decision at the end of the day, right? So I want to know, you know, if we can make this all work, you know, and you ultimately see the value of targeting ads in the second most viewed website, let's keep it on. But it's still up to you at the end of the day.
Right. And I know I've learned enough about search engine optimization, a little bit of the jargon in the IT world, just enough to be dangerous. I know it is, does boil down to conversions, right? They call that in marketing or sales, conversions of actual customers that actually want to buy from you.
Conversions.
Or go into it. Yeah. So I know that's what it's on. At the end of the day, that's what we want.
You got a basic understanding. So my question to you is, like, do you want the Facebook ads? Like, and the only thing that we're going to ask you is help. You're going to need to create a Facebook page. We'll hold your hand on it, right? And then we will actually manage, though, your business Facebook page for you. We'll help you. But you can definitely, over time, post some things on your business Facebook page. Again, you're going to learn all this stuff. It'll be fascinating to you over time. And I think for your analytical mindset, I think you'll see the benefit over time. So, you know, but the choice is still yours, Steve. Like I said, I'm not here to push you to run Facebook ads. I just seen the benefit of it, and I'm trying to get you the most success right out the gate. But again, you're the commander of your own ship. I'm here to come alongside you to help guide you in the right direction.
Okay, that's fine. I appreciate your flexibility, Matt. I really do.
Yeah.
And today, I believe in guiding things. You know, I know the word common sense is controversial to some people because some people just don't have it and they think they have it. But I try to because just a no pragmatic my viewpoint, no matter what my knowledge level is on these different topics, especially if you're esoteric topics within IT and all that, and within sales and marketing. But I really have a lot of reluctance against Facebook. Unfortunately, it's because of all the negative information and feedback that I've gotten from other people. Now, I know my wife, my ex-wife now, used it for she was a business student, and she's a Facebook market page, I guess she used for when she
what
was.
What I'll do is just take it off. I'll just take it off, Steve.
Okay, yeah. I really don't like to deal with that.
I'll just take it off, and we'll just reduce the package.
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
for you today, and we'll reduce it down to $449.
Oh, that would be awesome. Yeah, that would be awesome. You can do your savings. I really have a minimalistic budget on this stuff. Unfortunately, I just don't have extra money right now. I'm not literal.
That's totally fine.
Budget, you know.
Yeah, that's totally fine.
Yeah. Can you just avoid Facebook? I've had a lot, and I've read about Zuckerberg's career. He's kind of a crooked guy, too. He's, like, been feeding crooked politicians some bribe money and all that from his business empire and stuff. Mark Zuckerberg, he's not a straight-laced guy, let's face it. Everybody knows it. All his dirty laundry gets aired on evening news. I really don't want to deal with Facebook anymore. Yeah, he was expensive.
Yeah, it's fine. So we're not going to do Facebook. You know, we can always add that on later, or, you know, once you get verified for your electrical license, we can start working towards the creme of the crop as well. Okay.
That's fine. Thank you.
Okay.
And then,
so I gotta go back through, this call is going to be recorded for quality control purposes. I got to go through this verification thing, with you and outline the service agreement with Local Splash and added form protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Electrical Services.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Steve Charles Nyer, owner.
Okay. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing on this account, correct?
Correct.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Now, please save our 877 number. I'm going to provide that to you in a moment. As local Splash under your contacts, please allow 24 hours for local Splash to return all calls to you. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to local Splash. Okay? Yes, it happens all the time. That's why we read this. You'll be provided, though, with a security question to verify the call is coming from local Splash and not another company. For example, several of my clients get called by a company like Yelp. Right? They basically offer advertising services for their specific directory listing. If you do receive these calls and are interested in trying out another marketing campaign like that, you need to let us know so we can offer you a discounted rate. Okay?
Okay.
So any other type of internet marketing, let us know about that. Does that make sense, Steve?
Okay. Okay, yeah.
Okay. In hiring local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes. Okay. Now, you're my primary source of certified marketing. Yeah, I'm going to go with that right now. Because,
yeah.
I've tried two others. I've tried Angie's Leads. I already discussed it with you. Angie's Leads, and I've also tried Yelp, and both of them have really piss-poor results.
Yeah. Yeah, those are both lead generation services. This is online marketing. This is why people go this route. Big difference.
Okay.
Maybe why you don't like it. As part of the verification, though, process, it is essential that local Splash receives the requiring business documents in a timely manner. These may include your business license, okay, proof of insurance, photographs of your vehicle. Do you agree to be responsive in getting those to us when we need them within the first 7 days? Yeah, business license. We might need some photos of your vehicle, right?
Okay.
Like your LLC. Yeah. So that stuff. Okay. So obviously failure to provide the documentation though in the time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. So again, which we don't want. So obviously you agree to submit items within the first 7 days, correct?
Right.
Okay. Now your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. Obviously, today is the October 9th, 2025. Non-refundable amount, okay? And that's going to be $449.
Okay.
Okay? Your monthly payments will automatically renew, okay, on the 9th of every month, okay, in the amount of $449, okay? This is a monthly recurring payment.
Okay.
And a two-month verbal agreement. You may continue, though, your agreement at any time by contacting client support. Do you have a pen handy? I want to give you this number.
Yes, I'm ready to write it down.
Okay. 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind that Local Splash is international and has representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, so I'm going to go in. Give me 1 second. I'm going to send you the invoice right now so you can see it. Okay?
Okay, thanks.
Yeah,
can
no,
you
I got
email, you. You're able to email me the invoice?
Yeah.
Like as a PDF?
You can get an email right now.
Okay, cool.
And like I said, we can always revisit Facebook.
So are you still there? Okay.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just.
It went dead silent.
Looking.
I thought, oh my God, don't tell my call.
Okay. So you should get an email.
Okay.
Why don't you go ahead and click that up for me real quick so I can show you something.
Okay. I'm trying to get my email server to refresh. I've got a church that's texting.
I'm going to send you a text message.
Okay.
It'll come
really,
email
okay.
shortly, you know. Go ahead and
okay,
check
cool.
your text.
Okay. I'm checking my Google
the
messages.
The text says.
Ah, there it goes. I got it. And you gave me the 877-635-6225 number. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, is that the toll-free
click on the link on there?
Cash?
Yeah, click on the link on there. On that text? Yes, /terms. Click that link and it'll open it up, Steve.
Oh, yeah, right here. Please click here. I got it. Okay, gotcha.
And then what I need you to do is read that real quick and click the 3 boxes. It's very simple.
Oh, y'all use DocuSign or something like that? Okay, it says go. Click the blue button that says confirm signature.
All you got to do is just click click the 3 boxes and then type in your first and last name, and that's all you have to do. It's actually
pick
on our website.
Pick here and type your name as Steve. Okay, got you. Okay, and then I click confirm signature.
Yep.
Okay, awesome. Okay. Acknowledge my payments are automatic and recurring.
Okay. And then, you're scheduled. Make sure you get that done. Keep working on that. You're good.
Did y'all receive my... When I clicked that blue button that says confirm signature, did that do anything? Because it seems like it didn't do anything. Did that go through then?
You have to click all 3 boxes. Do you see the all 3 boxes there? You have to click on all 3 of those boxes there to select them.
Okay, I see.
And then you hit your first and last name, and then you have to type that in, and then it will allow you to submit. And then
okay,
you
I found 2 boxes.
That.
Oh, there. Okay, I see. My bad.
Yeah,
I didn't see
those.
The boxes were faint.
Yeah,
okay, now it says welcome to local flash, local splash.com.
Okay.
Remember me.
Great.
Do I create my own username and password? I guess I do.
Nope. You don't need to worry about that. We're going to help you set that up.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Your username, though, is going to be your phone number if you want to write that down on your paper.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, you can punch it in right now, actually, too, but to remember.
Okay.
And we're going to email it to you as well. So you're going to get that.
So
usernames, phone
so
number
leave the
for business, and your password,
okay.
If you want to write this down, which you're going to get an email on it, is
okay.
And a text, is get video. All lowercase. GETVIDEO.
Okay.
That's going to be your credential.
Do I cram those 2 words together with no spacing?
Yeah, no spacing. So username,
okay.
Your phone
okay.
number, the 361-446-5429. You're also
okay.
going to get a text message with this, too, that I'm sending you right now. So you're going to have that as well.
Okay. Yeah, I just got it. Okay. All right.
Perfect. See, I'm on top of it. I got you.
All right. Okay. So.
Yeah. So okay. I want to remind you, your client onboarding call is tomorrow. So what's going to happen is I'm going to call you, okay, between the 10 and 11 a.m., okay?
Okay.
I'm going to call you tomorrow and introduce you to your client, you know, manager, the person that's going to be doing the day-to-day to handle your account, get you the results that we're looking for, right? And handle everything so that, you know, we start billing you out more and more. Okay?
All right. Thanks, Matt. I really appreciate your patience and willingness to tell me all the relevant information that I need to know to get this up and rolling.
No, don't worry. I can't wait to see, you know, how everything goes in the future. Okay?
Okay.
And like I said, just work with your client manager. If you can remember one thing, okay, and that is, like I said earlier, start writing down some of your clients you've actually done work for, their cell phone numbers on a piece of paper, okay? Because that project's going to come handy in the next few weeks. And the reason why is once we get your Google Business profile set up, you're going to be able to start texting them from the back office, right, a special link where they can go start giving you five-star reviews. Okay?
Okay.
Don't forget that. All right. That's very important because I really want to see you successful, and I can't wait to grow with you more and more over time. So, like, growing, like, once you get your, you know, contracting license and once you get your confidence up to maybe do some Facebook ads, right, we can start doing other things together.
Okay. Fantastic.
Okay.
Now,
but I will keep giving you a call in the morning, and then we'll introduce you to client services and discuss, and you can start getting, you know, step by step on board. Okay.
All right, Matt. Thank you so much for
taking
me step by step through the entire process. It's really been super helpful. You're very professional, and I appreciate all that. I appreciate your professionalism and your knowledge levels. Thank you.
No worries. I can't wait for a great review one day on our Google Business profile. So, you know, and once you get yours up, I'd love to put a review for you as well. So, you know, I'm excited because this is why I do what I do, to see your progress.
Yeah.
So let's do this together, and I'll lead you to the end of the light here. So just like I said, give this 60 days, and we're going to make sure that, you know, you get the results you're looking for and that this is going to be a good ROI. Okay?
Fantastic. I have one question off the top of my head. Like, how often do you think I should be interfacing my client manager, like, per week?
You know,
like, is that going to be like one call per week, or is it going to be like every other day, or I don't know?
Yeah, so we're going to be contacting you every couple weeks, but what I suggest, you know, for my clients is they pick a day and set a reminder in their phone every week to just go in their dashboard, you know, go in to, you know, send out some phone, like some of the previous jobs, to send them the link to get your five-star review, check the analytics, right? So I recommend, you know, like setting up either a Monday or Friday. Most of my clients do every Friday, and they set a time and they set a reminder on their phone, and then they just go and log in and spend the 10 to 15 minutes once a week. So, you know, if you want to do it that way, that's the best suggestion I can give you. But we will be, you know, reaching out to you every couple of weeks on the campaign and everything too, on top of that, which
fantastic.
Is great.
Well,
again, hand-holding.
Yeah, thanks for all your help in all this, because I mean this seems like an ongoing burden and battle to gain new customers. I mean, I guess that's the focus of every business. And so it's an ongoing
task.
This is why
our business exists. You're like the absolute client that we do this for, because, you know, this is how we built our business over the last 20 years now and gotten over 1,100 reviews on Google. Right. And it's because, you know, we just understand, we get it, and our business is as much as a need. So, like I said, I'm looking forward to growing with you over time. I can't wait to be able to, like, increase your budget because you're getting more clients, and you're like, okay, Matt, let's do some more ads and this and that. So I'm going to be reaching out to you in the future, too, to check in on you, okay, to see what we can do about making some adjustments and maybe eventually getting you onto Facebook, okay? And it's something you got to think more about in the future, okay?
Okay. All right. All right, Mr. Evans. You have a wonderful
weekend
now.
Pleasure talking with you. I'll call you in the morning, like I said, and then we'll pick it up from there, okay?
That's fantastic. All right. Look forward to speaking to you then. All right. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.